couch potatoes across the country, around the world, on the radio and on the internet. I'm Kevin Carr, and you're listening to Fat Guys at the Movies. This week's new movies include All I See Is You, American Assassin, Mother, or as they say on the poster, Mother! I'll also be talking about some news, the trailer park, box office predictions, and the home cinema roundup featuring The Mummy.
Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy, and this is what's happening in your world tonight.
The first piece of news I want to talk about is Star Wars related. The big news that hit this week is the fact that Colin Trevorrow has left the production on Star Wars Episode 9. But here's the thing. Directors, a lot of them, consider themselves the ultimate control of the movie. But when you work on a franchise like Star Wars, Disney has a very specific way how they want these movies to go. Our job is to criticize movies.
As we see them.
This movie just looks awful to me. In my opinion, it gets a preemptive suck.
It kind of sucks.
You're listening to Fat Guys at the Movies with Kevin Carr. So final grade?
Rocks.
I'm going to say it rocks too.
It rocks.
I want to play two of the movies in the major theaters.
Where are we going?
Dunkirk.
Turn it around!
For what Nolan does, he does exceptionally well. With that said, all these people out there saying it's the greatest movie of the year, it's the greatest war movie ever made, you're flat out wrong. He had said he didn't like Pennywise's voice. He said it sounded a little too goofy. My thing is, it's basically what a monster would do to pretend to be a cartoony clown.
I saw something.
Yeah, I saw him too.
Fat Guys at the Movies.
The cliche is true that reviewers are nothing more than failed filmmakers. Blu-ray is now available this week, and I had a chance to rewatch it. My biggest problem with this movie is Tom Cruise. He's in his 50s, and he really should be in his 20s or 30s for this character. It's sort of like when Will Smith kept trying to do his Fresh Prince character, like in Men in Black 3, where you're like, dude, you're in your 40s. Let's leave that behind and have a little bit of dignity. Let's talk a little bit about the box office. I was pretty close. I said $80 million for Pirates over the four-day weekend. It made $78.5 million. Like I said, right on the money. I swear half the films I watched were about some mamsy-pamsy guy who could not get over his ex-girlfriend. And I got so tired of seeing those that I just refused to watch anybody's films. Of course, now I went to be a film critic, and now I got to watch them all the time. Grow some balls, filmmakers, and make a movie that actually doesn't involve your character turning into a ball of jelly weeping in his own genitals.
Turn up the heat on your weekends with Fat Guys at the Movies. To secure Fat Guys at the Movies, contact Talk Media Network at 616-884-8616 or email info@talkmedianetwork.com for details and an affiliate-friendly agreement. When it's the weekend, it's time for Fat Guys at the Movies.
Until then, have a fat time at the movies.